Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is another very special episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley I. Kennedy, how are you holding up?
Hi, Ben. I'm doing great. Had a crazy week. Why? I went to LA to film a commercial. It's kind of like integrated with Bachelorette. And then I went to my best friend's wedding in San Francisco from then. So Jared and I popped all over the place in a matter of 4 days. Now I'm back with my baby and I'm happy to be home. But also have realized that I've really enjoyed, have really missed traveling and the LA area.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going back?
No, we can't go back. You mean like for life?
Yeah.
I know that I couldn't, we couldn't really do life there now. I know that because it's just too hard with a baby to not have family around.
Makes sense. I just got back. Today's a Monday. I had a Sunday wedding. My best friend, I was the best man in a wedding yesterday evening. It was incredible. We did it up in Keystone. You want to hear something cool? So as a bride, you know, you plan all this stuff out. And they planned for a wedding on top of Keystone Mountain. It was beautiful. But the storms came in yesterday. Changed everything, right? So they changed it to do it down below the mountain at a little spot called Ski Tip Lodge. It's the oldest ski tip, or it's the oldest ski lodge in North America. Super cool, very historic. And they're kind of bummed. Everybody's kind of bummed.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, did they plan on this cool spot just in case? Because it's probably like very likely that it would be weathered out.
Yeah, it's like a good B plan, right? And, yeah. But so many people came out from Indiana. Going up in a gondola had been a really cool thing. But then as the wedding gets ready to start, all the guests are outside on having like a cocktail party. And a moose walks through the cocktail party. How cool is that? Yeah.
Thrilling.
Absolutely amazing. And so it made up for it. Hey, Ashley, before we move into today's episode, I do have a question for you that's been on my mind now for the last week. And you're somebody I want to ask about it. And then I also want to throw it out to our listeners. Are you good with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A week and a half ago, my in-laws came out. One of my father-in-law's great college friends started the Sasquatch Outpost in Bailey, Colorado. Bailey, Colorado is actually where Blake Hortzman grew up. Blake knows all about this. I talked to him about it. So we went up to say hi to him, kind of surprised this guy because my father-in-law has not seen him in 20 years.
What's a Sasquatch? What?
Outpost. It's a Sasquatch museum. It is literally a museum for Bigfoot. I think the
he's like an enthusiast.
He's an enthusiast. He is the founder of the museum. So he gave us a tour of this museum. I walked in thinking, this is weird. Like, who would believe in Sasquatch? As I walk through the tour, it is claimed now that 70,000 sightings of Bigfoot have been seen in North America. There are pictures, there are traces, there are things. And so I'm leaving this because I don't know fully what's controversial today and what isn't. So I don't know if believing in Bigfoot is going to cause an uprising or if not believing in Bigfoot is going to cause an uprising. I'm here to simply ask the question. Listeners, we have a big database with all of you. Big pool of people that listen to this podcast. Do you believe in Bigfoot? Have you seen Bigfoot? Do you know somebody that's seen Bigfoot? And if you do believe in Bigfoot, will you please, please send us why? It's anonymous. We won't share them. I'm not laughing at you. I am intrigued now because this man is a very normal human who claims that he has seen a Bigfoot 12 different times in his life.
Oh, this guy. Okay, so the guy is not only an enthusiast, he also claims to have seen him.
Oh, yeah, and he says that a lot of people see him. A lot of people stop in and say, hey, we saw Bigfoot in the woods. We walked past, like, Bigfoot was 100 yards in front of us, and he just disappeared into the woods, kind of ran off. Like, they have a map, Ashley, in this museum, and you can stick a pin on the place that you saw Bigfoot in the U.S.,
okay.
It's all
over. Is there a location that he hangs out most?
No, all over. I mean, because this museum is in Colorado, there's a lot more sightings that people are posting in Colorado because that's where people are coming from. And all of us left, my wife and myself, I'll call her out on this, and we went, I don't know what to think, but I'm intrigued.
You didn't leave a believer?
I didn't leave a believer, but I didn't leave not intrigued at the possibility.
I have a few more questions.
Please.
Is this person, this Bigfoot, it's supposed to be a creature, like a creature that we don't know? Is it like a man meets animal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they have this like theory of what it would be. So it would be, I don't know like the scientific names, but yes, it's like a living being.
Would there only, well, yes. Okay. But I wasn't sure if it was more man or more animal.
Ooh, good question. I don't know if I could answer that.
Okay. And then do they suspect there's only one or is it like a whole species?
Oh, they think there's a whole species.
Okay.
They think
okay.
They're all over. In fact, leaving this tour, they claim that if you go hiking in the woods, like in a deep forest, you could find Bigfoot signs wherever you're at in the U.S. There's a rumor that Mount Hood, when Mount Hood blew up, that the Park Service actually found like a bunch of Bigfoot that had been killed in the fire or in the volcano. And then that the Park Service actually has a questionnaire now on, do you believe in Bigfoot? If so, why? Like they're trying to track data.
Okay.
It blows your mind, but
I'm sorry, I have another one.
Please. There's pictures.
how old are they supposed to live to? Are these like creatures that are living multiple hundreds and hundreds of years? Or are these like a whole species that just keep reproducing and we keep seeing fresh ones?
Well, I don't think they live forever. And so that would bring up a good question. Why have we not had a Bigfoot like show up on the side of the highway, right? Or why hasn't there been a Bigfoot like kind of wander into a grocery store?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, there was a mountain lion in downtown Denver this last week. Like, things move around and they find themselves in places they typically aren't. So why is that happening? Well, one answer to that, which I asked, would be that they're very smart. The second would be that they have a ritual. They're a very close-knit community, so they protect their dead, that they hide their dead, that they do things with their dead so that we would never find them, that they don't want to be found. I don't know, Ashley. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now actually going, yes, 100%. I saw one 2 weeks ago. I'm sure there's somebody out there right now listening going, you guys are crazy. I think that's why this is such an interesting topic to hear.
I truly never believed in it until you said 70,000.
Yeah.
70,000.
Sightings.
And then I guess like my biggest question is, why are they so elusive?
It's a good question to ask. Questions are good, Ashley. They're good for us in life. In fact, I'm going to pause here. I'm going to bring in our producer, Easton, who has a Bigfoot museum in his hometown. So he's familiar with this craze. And I just want to hear real quick as we close up this little segment. Easton, do you know anybody that's seen a Bigfoot? Are you a believer in Bigfoot? Do you have any more info on Bigfoot that we have not covered?
Here's the thing about Bigfoot, Sasquatch, you know, the missing link. I love the idea. I'm from the San Lorenzo Valley in the Santa Cruz Mountains of Northern California, and there's been quite a few sightings up there. But I just think that to sustain an entire species of this magnitude, there would need to be more than like two of them in any given area. Therefore, more people would have seen them. I've talked to a number of people that have had sightings. You know, they've reported that Bigfoot has hung out in their jacuzzi, that he or she has killed their chickens. Apparently this creature can jump very high. And it's pretty remarkable. There's a Bigfoot museum in Felton, California, which is where I grew up. And there's some remarkable stories there and, you know, casts of footprints and stuff like that. I like the idea. I don't know if I believe it, but I want it to be real so bad.
So you're super intrigued if our listeners can send in some of their stories.
Please, yeah, please. That'd be great. I want to hear it all.
Okay, well, let's get in the email.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Ashley, right? It's Ben and Ashley, just at it, at iHeartMedia.com.
Yeah, that's it. Ben and Ashley at Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.com. Send in your stories. Again, we're going to keep these anonymous. This is just an interesting thing that has my world has been opened up to a little bit. And I'm curious, just like Easton is curious. I think many of us are curious of, what do you think? And have you seen one? Was there a Sasquatch in your hot tub? If so, why was he there? Ashley, we have a lot of headlines today. A big episode to break down. So let's do it. Let's come back with Bachelor Headlines.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ashley, first headline is about Peter Weber. Peter Weber claims, and I believe it's true, that he turned down offer to be on Bachelor in Paradise after he couldn't come to an agreement with ABC.
This is such a bummer. I think Peter Weber was basically made for Bachelor in Paradise. He would have been so, so fun to watch. It doesn't surprise me that he was asked, and it also doesn't surprise me that they couldn't come to an agreement, but I'm glad that we're at least getting like some realness out of here, you know? He says, I was actually going to do Bachelor in Paradise. I was gonna do it, but we just couldn't agree on a contract at the end of the day is what it came down to. He said that he had gotten the days off to film. I had a month off to go there and I was going to give it a shot. I honestly was. I always kept looking at it like it was the one venue that I hadn't really checked off or tried yet. He thought maybe he would give it one more try, but he and ABC weren't able to come to an agreement to get him out there. He said, I feel like everything happens for a reason, so it's all good. Darn.
I know. I agree with you. I just think he is perfect for this role. I mean, I think he was, you know, Bachelor was a good experiment for ABC and for him. But I feel like he was really made for Paradise. I think he could have thrived. And I think people would have liked him. They would have got to know him. The people that I know that know Peter well really enjoy being around him because they say he's a lot of fun. Like he's just he's a big time. He's down to get crazy a little bit. And I feel like Paradise is more for that.
Yeah, I always find that he's like really fun to talk to. He's really easy to talk to. He's like the kind of person that asks questions about you. I think that he's very social and that environment would have been really awesome for him. But I just want to be like, whatever it was going to take, let's all pitch in. Bachelor Nation, let's all put in a couple dollars and get the man on TV for our own viewing pleasure. And rumors are that Victoria Fuller is down there. So, you know, that would have been so much fun to watch if they would have rekindled anything.
Oh, Victoria Fuller. Rumor is, maybe a little spoiler there, that she might be in Paradise. We don't know for certain, but if she is, I'm sure she was pursued and it will be interesting. I'm just excited for a Bachelor in Paradise season. Well, speaking of Bachelor in Paradise, Gabby and Rachel's season obviously has already been filmed. It's going to be airing here very soon. We're very excited for it. So The Bachelorette was filmed, and according to Nick Vile, he claims that it was hell to film, is his quote. And this comes from Us Weekly. Ashley, why was their season hell to film?
I think predominantly because it was basically two seasons going on at once. He said that he heard it's going to be very different. It's going to have a Paradise feel to it. Some of it happens on a cruise ship. I think it was 2 weeks that may have been filmed on a cruise ship. He said, I asked people because it sounds like the producers think it's going to be really interesting, but also very different. I think everybody's big concern is that the girls are going to be pitted against each other. And he just kind of speculates how that's going to work out. He says, like, so let's just say that Gabby was feeling it with Frank. This Frank is fictitious. Frank could be like, hey, Rachel, what's up? And then the guys have kind of like options. And that's the thing about Paradise, he says, that makes it different is that people have options. So he's just thinking that, you know, that could complicate the filming. And then there's just like all the scheduling to have the girls out on one girl on one day, another girl out on another day. It's basically like filming two seasons at one. He says this is not a spoiler. I don't know his sources, but he goes, my understanding is that early on, there's very much going to be a dividing up of the men. Like each will basically have their own respective season. It would be like if two friends go into a bar and after the first night, they just decide what's up. And then they go to a party and they're like, so who are you into? And they just kind of like decide and then they pursue, you know, different people instead of pitting them directly against each other.
Who knows? But if this is the case, it does sound like it's two different seasons being filmed at once, which means an expanded, set of workers and producers and cameramen and camera women and audio men and audio women. It feels like it's going to be a lot, which is why I'm so intrigued to watch it to see how they pull this off. No matter what, I'm sure it wasn't easy, but from everything I hear, the two bachelorettes got along really well, and this went really well for them. And so the chaos maybe doesn't come between the two of them, but I'm assuming that when you have this many cast members, chaos will ensue.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's a season to watch. Well, we want to give a quick congratulations to Bachelor Nation's Sydney Hightower. She just got married to NFL player Fred Warner. Fred is an incredible football player, one of the best in the NFL. They just got married, so congratulations to them.
Congratulations, Sydney. If you're listening, I love following you on Instagram. I think you are so pretty and I just love looking at you. And her wedding dress was so, so gorgeous. He was wearing an Armani custom suit. She was wearing a form-fitted classic. I think it looked like lace gown designed by Susie Bridles. They call it a traditional ceremony. It happened inside a chapel that was flown over from France. Who flies up? How does that happen?
It must have been flown over from France. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Years ago.
Like the pieces of it. Yeah, were like flown it wasn't just for this wedding. They put it together.
No, yeah, not just
not just for this wedding. But okay, so it made of parts imported from France. And they said that they did a traditional sermon during the wedding, and it was very romantic, secluded, and private.
What a beautiful, beautiful couple. So excited Gorgeous. For them. Always celebrating Bachelor Nation's former contestants as they find love and commit to that love. Well, I got to talk to Cam Ayala today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
ABC Cam?
ABC Cam. Cam shot me a text. I'm hoping to get him on the podcast here soon. But here's the story if you've been following along. Bachelor Nation's Cam Ayala, who has suffered from lymphedema for all of his life, which causes great pain, is taking steps toward recovery after he had his leg amputated. Now, if you remember on his season, Ashley, he talked about this and that he didn't want to have it amputated, that he's came close many times, but they decided to amputate it this last week. He shot me a text today just kind of saying, giving me an update on everything going on. But go ahead and break this down. Our thoughts are with Cam, but he seems like he's in really good spirits because this feels like a good step now, hopefully, to less pain in his life.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering what lymphedema is, I do remember him mentioning it on the show, but it's an incurable disease in which fluid builds up in soft body tissues and it causes intense swelling. So he had his right leg amputated this week. He was documenting the whole thing on Instagram. He said, day three in the life of an amputee with some of my day ones from the hospital in Fort Worth. He seems to be in good spirits just on what I'm seeing. He has undergone 16 knee surgeries over a 7-year span trying to treat the disease. And most of that has been on his right leg. And he also suffered a blood clot. This is the worst pain of his life undergoing his final knee operation. So I guess it was just kind of time. And maybe his life is going to be even better now, less painful.
Yeah, we hope so. That just, it's been a long ride. And watching his Instagram stories, one got me emotional. I don't know Cam well, but he showed a video of him putting on a sleeve over his right leg, which is helpful when it comes to blood flow when he was working out for the last time before he went into surgery the next day. And so he kind of documented what his last day was like with his God-given leg. Ugh.
Oh my gosh, that must be such a crazy feeling.
It has to be.
I'm gonna lose this part of me.
Yeah, it has to be. But we're wishing for the best now, and he did seem like in good spirits. I do hope to get him on here in the next week or so. Just gonna run down.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Danielle Fishel,
Will Friedle,
and Ryder Strong.
But you may know us as Topanga,
Eric,
and Sean from the TGIF staple Boy Meets World.
What are we all doing together as adults in 2022, acting so carefree and hilarious?
Well, we started a podcast called Pod Meets World, where the three of us are going to sit down almost 30 years later to watch every episode of the show and talk about what we remember.
And what we don't.
None of us have seen an episode since it aired back in the 90s, so we'll be witnessing our middle part haircuts, hooded t-shirts, and teenage overacting for basically the first time right along with you.
And we'll be joined by guests from Boy Meets World like Bill Daniels, Trina McGee, Matthew Lawrence, and our beloved Minkus, Lee Norris.
From the neighborly advice of Mr. Feeney.
To plays with squirrels.
To cutting my hair on TV for the very first time.
To that time I joined a cult.
We'll break down the good, the bad, and the nostalgic ugly.
So be sure to subscribe to Pod Meets World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere where you listen to podcasts.
This is an interesting headline. I didn't even know this was a rumor, but I feel like these rumors always pop up when breakups happen. But The Bachelorette's Nate denies cheating on ex Michelle Young. This according to E!
Yeah, he got on Instagram this week and he said that he was going to address a few things. Because he was getting these cheating rumors. He goes, not every breakup needs to have someone to blame. Yes, the pressures were insane for both of us. We tried. It didn't work. We're sad about it. We all grieve differently. He said he truly believed that Michelle was his person and that, you know, it's been hard online ever since their split. He says he's felt hurt going through an obviously difficult time. He said, yes, many of you seem to paint me as like a pin of red flag around me, like I'm an F-boy. And he said, maybe it's the piercing tattoos, who knows, but I'm actually a decent guy. I only want to continue getting better, as we all should want for ourselves.
Well, that's all we know at this point. I didn't even know it was a rumor. Did you know it was a rumor, Ashley, that he cheated on Michelle?
The only thing that actually made me know about this rumor was the fact that he got online to address it. It's like one of those double-edged sword things, you know? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't stand the fact that people are accusing me of this, but then you raise much more awareness of the issue by talking about it.
Yeah. He did feel like it was big enough to come on social media and talk about it. So it must be all around his life. Well, speaking of breakups and Bachelor Nation, Katie Thurston and John Hersey reunite at county fair days after their breakup. This according to E!
That's all there really is to it. This was all seen on Tammy's, you guys know Tammy.
Bachelor in Paradise, you know.
Yeah. So on June 23rd, they were all at the fair together. And the two of them were, they were hanging out together. The two of them didn't share any photos of each other, but they obviously aren't enemies when they're voluntarily hanging out together.
Well, and they were like good friends before they started dating, right? I mean, that was the big deal. Yeah. So they've been friends for a while. And so it makes sense on maybe that they would try to find a way to keep hanging out, because it just seems like the two of them enjoy the time together. Maybe just weren't meant to be romantically together.
Yeah, my guess is that they'll stay friends.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of mutual friends, especially from the franchise. Well, Ashley, that's all the headlines we have for everybody today. Again, we're asking all of you, I mean, even if you aren't a believer in Sasquatch and Bigfoot, I'm just now more intrigued. It's on my mind. I live in the mountains, and so I want to hear your stories, your thoughts, your concerns. Write us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. It would be so fun to read this week. It would give me great pleasure, and Ashley, great pleasure, and Easton, great pleasure, and everybody here, a tremendous amount of pleasure to know why you believe or why you don't believe. But that's all we have for you today. Until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.